It's been more than a year and still no wreckage of missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has been found. The plane went missing after takeoff from KL on a flight to Beijing in March last year with 239 passengers and crew on board. But instead of scaling back or suspending the search, Australia and Malaysia have instead agreed to double the area being scoured off the West Australian coast. Peter Lloyd reports.
A day ago, the families of the missing passengers and crew feared that the search was about to be called off, and they took to social media to appeal for more time for the hunt for the missing plane. Just over 4 minutes into a media conference in Kuala Lumpur, their prayers and hopes were answered by Malaysia's Transport Minister, Lau Tiong Lai.
If we cannot locate the aircraft within the 60,000 square kilometre, we'll continue the second phase of another 60,000 square kilometre search.
In effect, double or nothing in the largest undersea search ever conducted. The Deputy Prime Minister and Transport Minister was in Kuala Lumpur for Australia. Warren Truss says phase two, if needed, would involve another 60,000 square kilometre search of deep water by a towed sonar device scanning the seabed. That further search could take the rest of the year.
The work that's being undertaken now, the detailed search of that first 60,000 square kilometres, is being undertaken by four vessels in a very, very remote part of ocean.
The ministerial gathering in Kuala Lumpur was a three-way meeting between Malaysia, Australia and China. So far, the multi-million dollar cost of the search has been paid for only by Malaysia and Australia. Warren Truss says the insurers of the Boeing 777 ought to be helping pay for the search and prospective recovery operation. China may not be paying, but most of those on board MH370 were Chinese nationals. So Beijing is insisting on a seat at the table when decisions are made. China's Transport Minister Yang Chuangtang is speaking through a translator.
No matter how daunting the challenges we are going to face ahead, now there's the Chinese side is ready to stand by, as always, by the, our fellow friends, Australia, as well as our Malaysia friends, to continue our operation, search operations until we locate the aircraft.
The disappearance of Flight 370 and its 239 passengers and crew remains one of the most baffling mysteries in aviation history. Doubling the search field means the entire area identified by expert analysis as high probability crash locations will have been passed over by the search teams. It leaves open the question of what, if anything, comes next.
Peter Lloyd reporting.